Of course, we're not all about the hard, cold facts of the news. Sometimes we like to open up, reveal a little of ourselves. Here's panelist Paula Poundstone, using the news of the week as a sort of mirror.
Paula, as we have heard, terrorist finances were much in the news this week. For example, consider the seven men in Miami arrested for conspiring to blow up the Sears Tower here in Chicago. They raised money to finance their nefarious plans by selling what?
Little mock Sears Towers.
No. Get them now. They'll be a collector's item someday, they said. That's kind of clever, actually. No. It's not so much blow up in this case as blow dry.
Are they sold wigs?
Close. Think Queer Eye for the aspiring terrorist.
Oh, wow.
Oh, fake beards?
I don't think the Queer Eye folk have any need for beards, actually. I don't know where you got that from. No.
Hairspray?
Close enough. They're selling hair products.
Hair products.
They were selling shampoo and something that was called, quote, hair grease. If the so-called sons of God are the standard for the terrorists we're fighting, then we have already won. These guys lived in a warehouse where they liked to dress up in fatigues and do martial arts exercises, and they did make homemade shampoo and this hair grease, which they sold in the street to make, you know, expense money. They were arrested after FBI agents pretending to be an Al-Qaeda suggested blowing up the Sears Tower, and these guys said, okay, sounds good.
Gee, your hair smells terroristic.
I just want to know what kind of person buys shampoo
from a terrorist?
No, like...
Well, actually, look, Bin Laden's a bad guy, but he does have gorgeous locks.
I mean, you don't even have to go that far. There's a CVS or a Walgreens in every corner in America. You're like, it's like, well, but no, this guy, this lunatic in fatigues has a little mason jar, and that looks pretty good. I'll get that.
Well, speaking as a person with uncontrollable hair, at a point you'll try anything, right? Believe me, I've been through all the on-the-shelf products. At this point, I step out of my house and pray for a guy in fatigues with a mason jar with something.
And here's Paula again being quizzed by guest host Luke Burbank.
Paula, the folks selling Hummers are trying to appeal to a new group of customers, people who would best be described as what?
Old ladies.
Some of them are old ladies, but it's a more specific group they're trying to appeal to.
Tough old broads.
Here's a hint. They've already announced the special H3 Totenberg edition.
Ah, there you go.
NPR listeners?
Yes.
How do you aim Hummers at NPR listeners? I mean,
about 35 miles an hour.
Yeah. Yeah. Pedal to the metal and go. Yeah.
That was the old Hummer, people. This is the H3 we're talking about, which they describe as an approachable vehicle that will appeal to introverts, extroverts, vegans, and carnivores. In one ad for the new H3, a man is embarrassed when someone sees him buying tofu. So he leaves the store and heads straight to the Hummer dealership, where he gets his manhood back by purchasing an H3. Of course, with gas prices being as they are, he eventually ends up living in his car, which is way less embarrassing than buying tofu. Oh.
And it runs on cellulite. I always thought that would be a great
thing. That would be a great thing.
If you, yeah, because people want to lose it and lot of it around.
I'd never have to pull over. Drive, 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 drive. Kids, you want to hand mommy some more Pop-Tarts? We'll be in Massachusetts by morning.